I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. There's a tentative deal in the five-month-old supermarket strike here in California. Preliminary reports indicate that union leaders agreed to some pay and benefits concessions. 70,000 union members who've been on the picket lines are scheduled to vote on the deal as early as this weekend. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Hi, Tess.
Hello, Madeline.
Tess, this struggle was mostly about health care benefits for the workers. How did they reach a compromise on that issue?
Just to review real quickly, the supermarket chains, Safeway, Albertsons, and Kroger, which owns the Ralph's stores here, they said because of enormous competition from so-called big box stores, the Walmarts, Costco, and the like, that because of that competition, they needed to find some way to cut costs. So they wanted union employees to start paying something toward their health care coverage. The unions balked at that. Now, what this tentative deal reportedly says is that there will be now two tiers of employees. Current workers would keep current pay and benefits, but new hires would get less pay and have some benefits cut, probably have to pay more toward their health coverage.
Now, the supermarkets have said all along that they need these concessions in order to compete with Walmart. So does this solve that problem?
Well, probably not. Maybe in the short term, now that they have some cost concessions from the union. But I put that question to Richard Hastings, who's a retail analyst with Bernard Sands, and he says there's just no way that little nips at the employee cost structure are going to make these chains competitive with the big box stores.
If we take a look at the longer term, absolutely Walmart is a bigger threat, but mostly because of their unbelievable spending power, just reducing a bunch of expenses and doing that by reducing a bunch of benefits to employees is not necessarily the best way to prevent Walmart from taking over some of your business.
But in the short term, these grocery chains might stem that because there will no doubt be a price war as soon as the deal is ratified because these stores need to get customers back through the door.
Now, this has been going on for some 5 months, so presumably both sides are hurting financially. How are they doing?
Well, retail analysts say that the three grocery chains together lost somewhere between $1.5 and $2 billion in revenue, mostly because people stopped shopping at those stores. Despite that, actually, stock prices held up pretty well for the parent companies. As for the union workers, on average, they earn about $12.30 an hour for a 24-hour work week. Multiply that times 19 weeks on the picket lines, and they've lost about $400 million collectively. And of course, the question now is whether they'll be happy employees if and when they do return to the stores. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, of course, it is Friday. Time to look back at the week on Wall Street.
Okay, well, thank you. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. And talk to you next week, Tess.
Absolutely. Thanks.